beach right now.
That's what we do. We'll take care of all of that. That's no problem.
Okay. Because, yeah, I tried to open one, but it's for some reason it asks you to do a video. And I tried to do a video, and it wouldn't accept my video.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. We'll take care of that for you. That's no problem. Not a problem at all.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jesus. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay as well. You know, it's been a pretty busy day. These guys have pretty much worn me out. We're over here in Orange County in Newport Beach. So I've been at it since 7 a.m. and I'm ready to go home.
It's a Friday, right?
What was that?
It's Friday, so it's time to get out early.
Yeah, I know. I got two little babies, too. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so I'm trying to see
my... You got a handful
of
them.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. Like, I was blessed with two really cool little guys, so I'm excited to go home and just take a shower and roll around with them. But I understand you were speaking with Lulu. She was asking me to go over pricing with you. She wanted me to apply a new in business credit towards your listing. But do you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
She kind of explained to me. She says I'll be, like, on the top page when people search up Summers near me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you do that search, there's only three guys that show, but we only have one listing available actually right now for San Fernando Valley and surrounding areas. Once we fill this spot, I'm going to have them close it out so they can't actually call out or work with anybody else that provides the same services. We'll be at our max capacity.
Okay.
All right, let me see what I could do. Hold on. You already have a website?
I do not have a website.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Let me see what I can do, man. Might need to put you on platinum. A little bit more expensive, but... do you get texting on this number?
Yes, I do.
Here, let me show you. I'll send you a website example, too, but that's the pricing page. Okay, here's the website examples. The thing is that there's Rooter Hero Plumbing and Air, who's been taking up a lot. They're out of Chatsworth. I don't know if you've probably seen them around. You've seen those guys before?
Yeah, my son works for them.
Oh, for Rooter Hero? Yeah, they're cleaning up a lot with the online listings. They do Google Ads and the local listing like this. So their campaign is like the top ones that you see there with the it's Google Ads plus local. So it's local SEO plus Google Ads. What I was thinking we could do is just focus on the local starting out. Your company's a lot smaller and newer.
Yeah.
So if you keep scrolling down, you'll see the local SEO plus Facebook ads. And there's a platinum package that would get you all the bells and whistles aside from just the Google Ads and the Google Guarantee listings, but this has everything else. You have that Google Places placement on the first page. You have Bing. You have your own .com site. You're on 60 trusted directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few. Facebook advertising, Amazon Alexa voice search. I mean, you wouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned. But what I was thinking I can do to just kind of jumpstart you is apply a new in business credit to that and drop it down to just $299. And then also what I'd do is I'll put in a request to have your setup fee waived if you want to come on board with us today. And then I'll lock you in at that rate. So you'll keep the $299 pricing structure. The good thing about the Google advertising and these Google Places placements is you don't have any other fees. There's no like lead fees, click fees, or call fees with any of these submissions that are in that platinum package bundle. So the $299 will cover you all the way until March 10th, and then if you want to continue to use it, it's month to month, but you'll keep that same pricing structure of $299 for as long as you want to remain with us.
Okay, so it'll be $299, and that's that would be today, right?
That's out the door.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's it. You won't get any other charges. That's going to take care of the site and everything in that platinum bundle. And then, you know, you got 30 days, so we'll get you up there, start generating some calls and some clients for you. And at the end of the month, we can log into the tracking system. We could show you all the clients we've brought in for your business. And if you want to keep doing it, we can keep going at the $299. Or if you want to grow, then we can always have a conversation about incorporating ads or Google Guarantee later down the line.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Yeah, what I want to do is, you know, I don't want to overwhelm you or, like, inundate you with calls. And I know if this is covering, like, a full 40-mile radius, I think there's going to be areas that you're going to want to even cut out, maybe even keep it smaller starting
right.
out. But, you know, at least this way we kind of jumpstart you, get you into the green and get you profitable. And that way I know you're not taking money out of your pocket each month for this and that it's paying for itself.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, because right now I'm the only one doing the sales. I do have helpers and installers, but they come in after I sell the job. So it's going to be just me driving around and getting the job set up for my guy.
Oh, yeah, then this will make your life a lot easier because there's an account dashboard and tracking system that you have that'll, like, if you're not able to answer the live call as it comes in, maybe you're currently selling one or you're out and about and you missed it, it'll save their information in, like, a pipeline for you. And so it'll have, like, what services they looked up to find you, the zip code they searched from, and then it'll save their number, and you could circle back with them. So you won't miss any of those opportunities.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and there's also a way to request Google reviews, too, through your account dashboard and tracking system. So, like, when you're in your truck and you guys are getting ready to leave a job, you can go in there, you can put in their number and request a Google review, and it'll actually send them the link to your Google business profile that we're creating and hosting for you. And then if they type it out right there and hit submit, it'll upload in real time to that Google profile, and then we can build up the reputation. So that way you're not just up there without any reviews, you know.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now regarding, because I tried, like I was explaining to the person I was talking to,
Lula.
I try to create a Google page, and I'm having problems creating my Google page.
Yeah, it's saying it suspended your Google business profile because they weren't able to verify address or anything.
Correct. So I'm wondering if you guys are going to take care of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the first thing we do on every account. So we send out your PIN verification, and we do the name, address, and phone number cleanups, remove all discrepancies. That's usually what the setup fee is for. So even though I waive your setup fee, we're still doing all that stuff, though. We're not cutting any corners.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay, yeah. So every business that's on the first page has to get verified and get their address verified by Google. So what that is they'll send a postcard to you in the mail. There's a little five-digit number on the back of that postcard. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. So if I signed you guys up today, you probably have about this time next week. And then that little five-digit number, we implement it, and then you're verified for as long as you remain at that address. So even if you stop using our services, your online profile is still Google verified, and, you know, that way they know you're still a legitimate company and you've been background screened and looked into.
Right.
Adds a lot of credibility.
Yeah, and you know what? That's weird because I know a lot of other employers that they actually got the postcard, but I didn't get that option on Google to get a postcard. I just got the option for the video.
Yeah, it says they have your address. Like, we have your address here, the 12839 Montague Street, but it says that they just weren't able to verify that address. But we FedEx Express it over to you, so that way it gets to you within that time frame, and then we obviously know around the time that you get it. So we contact you, and we get that five-digit number, and then once we have that, we can go ahead and go live with it. We'll be able to unsuspend the listing before that, but the PIN verification is what, like, the last level of legitness. You know what I mean? It's like the stamp of approval on it, and then, you know, you can save that postcard or throw it away, burn it. Won't matter. Once they verify you once, they won't have to do it again unless you relocate to another address.
Perfect.
And I don't have to display your address either. So just because they PIN verify you, that gives you that little red dot on the map, but I can make it just say, you know, San Fernando Valley, California, 91331.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So I'm hearing that you want to give it a shot then? You want to move forward?
Yes, it's going to be the $299, yes. Why not?
Okay. Yeah, you'll love it. I saw that you had some other stuff like Home Advisor. I figured if you could do anything with that,
yes,
you'll do great with this.
Advisor and Yelp.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I'm on Home Advisor and Yelp as well.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't duplicate your Yelp listing if you have one, because that is something we give our clients at no extra cost. But the Home Advisor, if you do the search...
So the Yelp, you guys do it, it comes included in the package?
Yeah, it's no extra cost.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, since the Yelp I have, I'm paying for it. Right now, mm-hmm. my services were, they're stopped.
Okay.
Payment because that's what I was arguing with them about. I'm like, you guys are sending me all these calls and you guys expect me to pay something that, you know, when I call the customers, I call them back and they're not answering. And, you know, that you guys expect me to pay for something that I'm not even getting, you know, service out of.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of pay per lead systems myself. That's why I was telling you, if you could do anything with like Home Advisor or even Yelp, you know, you'll do great with this. Google doesn't charge you per lead for these for this listing. So you're up there and the customers call you all day long. Your bill's the same. What I've found with those pay-per-lead services is that they sell the lead to multiple people. And then you get charged even if you don't get the job. So they're kind of like hindering your success, charging you. And then, you know, even when you don't get it, they're keeping the money, which doesn't really make sense in my book.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So we'll get you squared away. Like I said, I'm really confident. I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable form of advertising for small and medium-sized businesses for the last 15 years. So, you know, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business, nobody can. There's no business out there, but that's just not the truth. You're in a great area, probably one of the best areas in the country for the services that you provide.
Right, right.
Right. So I'm going to verify your listing. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 818-527-3885. And then what's your last name, Jesus?
Mendoza.
Mendoza, okay. M-E-N-D-O-Z-A?
Correct.
Okay, and you spell it just like Jesus, right?
Yeah.
All right. I assume it's Jesus. Do you go by Jesus, though?
Some people call me Jesus. Some people hate Jesus. Some people just call me Jesse. But
yeah. Jesus. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, my wife's Latina, so I just kind of assumed automatically it was Jesus. and then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied?
Right now I'm using my personal email, which is j32215msandmary@gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you. So I have j32215m@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, and M is in Mary.
M left it, J left it.
All right, perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
8-6 would be fine.
Okay, is that Monday through Friday or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then you want me to put closed on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, you could put that I work Saturday too. If I'm too booked, then I'll just I'll push them over for Monday.
Yeah, you have the right to refuse service to anybody if you have to. But how would you want the hours set for Saturday?
For Saturday, I would do 8-4.
8-4, okay. All right, let me go ahead and submit. And then can you accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I got your business profile created. We will need to do a client. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so ahead. We will need to do a client interview with you on Monday. That's where they go over, like, all the keywords that you're listed for, the services you provide, the service area. You know, we want to highlight any areas that you want to focus on and also kind of remove any areas if you don't want to go there. That way we know the calls are qualified and not wasting your time. And then also we want to pick your brain on the website as well. So Usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes to get through that client interview, but we ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over, you have other questions. What's a good time on Monday where I can walk you through that?
Oh, Monday, I'm real busy. Booked for Monday, but let me see if I can. Monday, we could do 2 p.m.
Okay.
Actually, let's do 1 p.m. on Monday.
Okay. Let me just make sure. Okay. So go 1 to 2 p.m. on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to set up an automated text message 1 hour prior to your appointment just to confirm as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, let me know when that text comes through and I can reschedule it, but I do want to get it knocked out as soon as possible. I'm not really a fan of wasting a day.
Yeah, no, I would love to get it in place immediately.
Yeah, especially when we're on a month-to-month discounted service like this. I want to make sure that I'm showing you as good of numbers as we can at the end of the month, so that way I don't got to worry about losing you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you
and
said
then,
when people search up plumbers near me, I'll be the first to pop out.
Yeah, well, there's three guys there next to the map. Are you near a computer?
Yes, hold on. I got to get my laptop real.
Yeah, you just type in plumber, or even if you do it on your phone, if you do it on your smartphone, you just go to Google and type in plumber, and then you'll see there's a map that pops up underneath the ads, and then there's three guys next to it as the top recommended guys. So your son's employer is there, Rooter Hero Plumbing and Air of San Fernando Valley.
I'm on it, yeah. They're, okay, so I see... Okay, so what I'm seeing is Road Rooter Man, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's the correct one.
Mm-hmm.
You said a map?
Yeah, there should be a map. You'll scroll down a little bit. If it says ad next to it, that's Google AdWords. And the ones at the very top that say Google Guarantee, that's also different. I can get you into those, but I always recommend you wait until we make sure that you can handle the traffic coming from this local listing. And then obviously if you want to grow,
yeah.
we could put you into that section later. But no, these guys, where there's a map and there's little red dots on the map kind of showing where they are.
Yeah, usually when I search on Google, it shows me that, but it's not from reason my phone. Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, I see that now.
There you go. Yep. And those are the top recommended verified local businesses. Sometimes the ads and the Google Guarantee guys aren't actually local. They just put themselves in that area because they know there's a lot of traffic there. So most of the time people are actually going with these guys here. Next to the map. About 90% of searches are going to start and stop right here on the first page.
But I don't see, so when I click on it, it just, like the first three, it says Roto-Rooter, A1 Total Service Plumbing, Elbert Plumbing.
In the local map section?
Okay, so what do you need to type in?
If you just type in plumber, San Fernando Valley, California.
Okay, because it's searching for Sahanga. It's coming for Sahanga right now. Plumber.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, it's a different service area. Actually, I mean, that's still within 40 miles of you, but that, I mean, if their campaign's customized to where they're not targeting Tahunga, then they won't show there. You'll get different search results based on who's running their campaign in that area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, regardless, I, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. No, it's good. I mean, it's always good to have yourself in that conversation. You're going to see some huge differences. You're going from none of these guys seeing you as an option to them seeing you every time they type in, not just plumber, but you have 15 different keyword terms or services that we'll list you for at a time. And during your client interview, we do research on your area, so we'll have recommendations ready for you, but you have final say on everything.
Okay.
All right. And then I got your client interview set. Did you get that notification in your Gmail?
Let me go into my Gmail.
Yep, no worries. I got it scheduled for Monday between 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Jazwan John, yep.
Yeah, I got it here.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and address
it says Monday, February 13, 9 p.m. Oh, that's your time, or?
Huh?
9 no, we're 10 p.m.
9 to 10 p.m.
Okay, no, hold on. That's, I don't know, on the top it says 9 to 10 p.m., and then the bottom one says 1 to 2 p.m. Oh, okay, that's different time zone.
We're in California. We're in Newport Beach.
Yeah, because it says local interview when? February 13, 2023, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., but it says UTC time zone. The one...
UTC time zone?
Yeah, but the other one, there's another one on the bottom. It says 1 to 2 p.m.
Universal time? Coordinated universal time? What the heck? I didn't know they do that. It says that's UTC is coordinated universal time. So if the whole world was on the same time scale, then that would be the time. That's really weird. I didn't even know that existed. Yeah. I actually just learned that.
But on the bottom, it's something new.
Yeah, I never heard of that. I just Googled it. UTC time zone. It stands for coordinated universal time.
But yeah, the bottom one does say 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, for Pacific Standard Time, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, that was odd. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for that Platinum Package Bundle with the website included, how did you want to do that?
Let me try my card. You know what? I've been having problems with my card. Uh-huh. So I'll give you my card information. Hopefully it goes through. If not, I'm going to have to, you might have to call me back, or if you could send me a website where I can make a payment with a different card.
Oh, okay.
Do that.
Okay. Well, hopefully this goes through, because the only way to actually get to like a billing profile for you to implement your information is through your account dashboard and tracking system. So it's like if you wanted to change it, you can go in there and change it, but I usually need to clear the first month before they even send you the email with your confirmation and your login credentials.
Okay.
But you're in safe hands. I mean, it's a VeriSign secure database. It codes everything out once I implement it. So.
Okay.
So is the card under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay, so just Jesus Mendoza. Is there any middle initial?
No.
No, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah, the 12839 Montague Street, Oklahoma,
yes.
California, 9131.
91331. Okay, perfect. So on the front of that card, there are six. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's the address, but I'm running my business out of my house for now.
No, I got you. I'm going to hide your street address, remember? So it'll still say city, state, and zip on your listing, but I deactivated the turn-by-turn directions and I hid your actual street address.
And how many calls can you guarantee me that I will be coming next month?
Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of clients from the placement, so I'm actually not allowed to guarantee you a certain number. Like if I tell you, hey, I'm guaranteeing you're going to get 25 and you sign up based on that and then you get 20 and you cancel, and it looks like I lied to you to gain your business. And Google doesn't want that. We want to be really transparent with you so that way we can earn your business long term. So even if I'm confident you'll get calls every day, I'm not supposed to say you're going to get calls every day, because one day you might get 10 and the next day you might get zero. You know?
Yeah, so right.
It's really based on what the actual people are doing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 4366.
4366.
4366. 1812.
1812.
6186.
6186.
3730.
3730. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1227.
1227. And there's a small three-digit code on the back.
901.
901. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, there is a security question affiliated with your account in case somebody contacts us. In regards to your business and we're not able to verify their identity, we'll ask them to verify the security question. And then vice versa, if you're contacted by one of my employees here or one of our representatives and you're not sure if they're actually affiliated with us, you can have them verify the security question. So you have three options for this. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name?
Guerrero.
Guerrero. G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O?
Correct.
All right. G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O. Told you, my lady's Latina. She actually, I'm actually getting her her paperwork, so she's like authentic. My son's first generation Salvadoran.
Oh, wow. You got, he's first generation. There you go.
Yeah. So my boys, they know Spanish, but I don't know it that well. Yo hablo poquito español. I think I understand like more than I can say, actually. I think that's what it is.
You know what? My wife, she's white, Caucasian. But she learned Spanish so good. She speaks it perfectly now.
Wow. Yeah, I think over time I'll get better and better as the years go by. It's just I met her 6 years ago, and she's barely going to turn 27. I'm 3 years older than her. So.
Okay, you got her young.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't the sleep deprivation from the boys makes me feel like I'm 10 years older.
Me and my wife have 5 kids, so.
Oh, wow.
It's hectic, yeah.
I'm the third of 5, so I came from a family of 5, and I only had the second one because I didn't want the first one to be lonely, and now she's still pushing for it, and I'm like, no. Two's enough. I got both boys, too, so I'm like, yes, you know?
Yeah, that's
all. Yeah, that's all I need. Get my 2 little knuckleheads, and I'm good. I don't need any more. They're expensive, especially living out here, too, you know? I already had to put down on a property out here, and it's just Orange County is just not cheap.
Oh, Orange County is very expensive out there.
Yeah, it's beautiful though. I'm only about a mile from the beach. You know, I can put them both on the back of a bike and cruise over to the beach if I want. So that's kind of nice.
That's nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, I'm real close to that riverbed. All right, sorry about that. I'm getting off topic. So I do have to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. This is going to be sent to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Jesus. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
JS Router Solutions.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jesus Mendoza, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Correct, yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you want to practice immediate response time for the live phone calls. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, so just to kind of put it in layman's terms, it's basically saying, like, we know what you're using now as far as online marketing. Like we explained, you were doing the Home Advisor by Angie's program, and you had Yelp going. So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything online, we want you to let us know about it, so that way we can make sure that you're not, like, duplicating any listings or paying for something you already have or causing a discrepancy that might get your account suspended again. So if you're not sure, basically, okay, we just want you to double check.
Okay, yes.
You shouldn't need anything else, really. With a platinum package, I mean, the only things that we're not covering would be Google Ads. And like I said, we can always upgrade you to that later if you'd like.
The only thing I advertise in the future would be money mailers and sticky notes, which that's different.
Yeah, that's not even in the same category. It's mostly just things online that we're talking about.
Yeah, no, this is, I'm good with what I have now.
Okay, perfect. And then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 10th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It does state in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty, but we do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle if you are going to cancel our services. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome email. I'm going to go ahead and process it now. You'll get a text message as well. Oh.
I question before you process. Did you process already or not yet?
Yeah, I pushed the button, but it came back as declined too, possibly insufficient funding.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm having issues with this account.
Okay.
And I don't have my other card on me except my other property. Yeah, let me just check something real quick. Unless you give me about an hour, and then have your, you can call me back in an hour, and then I will have the other payments ready for you.
I think I can do that. Yeah, we get out of here in about 30 minutes, actually. I'm supposed to wrap these guys up and do like an end-of-the-week meeting, and then we head out of here at 4.
Okay. And then you guys are closed tomorrow on the weekend, right?
Yeah. The next time we'd be back in would be Monday morning.
Can we go ahead and do it on Monday?
I could put in a request for that. Let me just take it off the board now, and then I'll have these guys wrap up. Give me one second.
Yeah, because I don't want to hold you up either, because I'm not at my property right now. I'm at a different property right now.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I mean, it's not going to go anywhere. They can't call anybody once I tell them to wrap up anyway, so you don't have to worry about it going anywhere. You'll be good.
Perfect. That's great. That's perfect.
Yeah. All right, so good. Okay, so they're wrapping up their calls now.
Using one of my credit cards, but I bring my wallet. I only have my regular bank card on me.
It's okay. I understand. I've gone through some crazier situations. Trust me, I've pulled a lot of strings to try to help people out. We do this all over the United States and Canada. You just happen to be a local guy, so that's awesome, too.
Yeah,
I like
sure.
that. I have no problem helping you out, and then I come across you later in the future. Hey, you ready?
I'll take care of you.
Have you drive down to Orange County? I'm just
Trust
kidding.
Me, I work,
we have an HOA at our house, so I'm just playing with you. They already have a guy, you know. I call and they take care of it already, but I'm in a homeowners association in my condo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so they already kind of take care of
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I got a quick question. So I have a pending license right now, which I should be able to have my full license within 2 months, 3 months at the most. We still create the web page without the having the license number in there, correct?
Yeah. We could do everything with a local listing. They say to operate at your own risk, obviously, at that point. But if you wanted to do, like, ads or the Google guarantee, then we would need to have that in place. So as long as we're doing this local listing, that's not going to be an issue at all. You're operating at your own risk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But the other ones, they're going to, you know, if you wanted an ad or a Google guarantee, they want license, insurance, everything, and background check.
Yeah, we will do that. We will do the guarantee within a few months. From now, a couple months.
Okay.
Like I said, it's pending right now.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Like I said, it's not a concern right now for the local listing. But in the future, yeah, when we cross that bridge for Google guarantee, you'll definitely want to have it. I imagine if that's more than a few months down the line, then it's not anything to worry about right now.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, perfect. So I have you all squared away. I'm going to circle back with you on Monday. I want to make sure that I'm not going to cancel your client interview. Usually they don't want me setting those until the account's active, but I'm going to leave it there so that way we don't lose that time.
You can call me early, as early in the morning as you want, and I'll have the payment ready for you.
Okay, I'm going to set it for... I mean, we get in here at 7. I don't want to call you right at 7. How about 8 o'clock on Monday?
8 o'clock, perfect. That's
okay.
Perfect.
All right. I won't be waking you up or anything?
No. I got a job. I got a job to be at 8.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right. Well, I'm going to send over my contact information as well. If you want to text or call in to me directly at any time, you know, moving forward, I obviously want to make sure you have that, as well as your other half. If you guys have questions, comments, concerns, you need to make a change to your listing or your website, anything like that, I want to make sure that you have, you know, my direct access and not just our customer service line.
Perfect. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, it looks like everything's squared away. I'm going to go wrap these guys up for the day. Enjoy your weekend, and then I'll circle back with you Monday to get everything squared away.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro.
Welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.